Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Russian ballistic missiles and drones have hit the Ukrainian capital Kyiv, killing at least 8 people. The BBC's John Donison is near the rubble.
Ukrainians say, look, before we can have any sort of talk about territorial exchanges, a long-term peace, we've got to have a ceasefire. And that is clearly... is not happening.
President Trump says Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is making it impossible to reach an agreement with Russia to end the war.
I think we have a deal with Russia. We have to get a deal with Zelensky, and I hope that Zelensky, I thought it might be easier to deal with Zelensky. So far, it's been harder.
Zelensky is refusing to agree that Russian-occupied Crimea is Russian, not Ukrainian territory. Criminals operating online had a profitable 2024, says CBS's Jesse Mitchell.
Scammers stole a record $16.6 billion last year. That's according to the FBI's annual Internet Crime Report. Most of those losses were due to fraud.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Hi, this is Beth, inviting you to join me for The Kitchen's Open, the show within the show, each Monday morning at 9 a.m. on The Morning Show on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin State Senate has passed a bill that would expand Medicaid coverage for postpartum moms. Savannah Tolmay Olson explains why this bill, with broad bipartisan support, still may not become law.
The bill would give women who gave birth an entire year of coverage under Medicaid. Currently, they get it for 60 days. Moms get this year-long coverage in almost every state in the nation. The only exceptions are Arkansas and Wisconsin. And advocates say it saves lives. From 2019 to 2021, Wisconsin had a 30% increase in deaths among pregnant and postpartum women. Democrat Melissa Ratcliffe on the Senate floor.
63 moms died with pregnancy-related issues from 2020 to 2022. One-third of those deaths occurred more than 60 days postpartum. So 21 moms died because they didn't have access to the care that they needed.
Of the 63 women who died, 76% of them were on Medicaid at the time their babies were born. That's according to the DHS legislative director. This bill has broad bipartisan support in both the Senate and the Assembly. The Senate passed it almost unanimously yesterday, and they did the same thing in the last session. But here's the thing. A bill can't pass if it's not called for a vote, and it can't be called for a vote unless the Speaker says so. Speaker Robin Voss had previously said he doesn't support the measure because the state gives out too much free stuff. Here's what he had to say about it yesterday.
My position's been fairly clear from the very beginning. I've never supported an expansion of welfare. I can't imagine that I would ever support one. But we have to talk about it as a clock and see where everybody else is.
The expansion would cost $18.5 million. Wisconsin currently has a surplus of more than $4.5 billion. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
It's draft day in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. From Green Bay, where the NFL draft gets underway tonight, many experts predicting the Packers could use the 23rd pick on Texas wide receiver Matthew Golden, who was spotted shaking hands with Packers GM Brian Gutekunst on the Rich Eisen Show. Has he been here before?
It's definitely my first time meeting with him. I had a meeting with him 2 weeks ago. Got around the coaching staff, you know, the organization. Felt like home to me.
Did you visit here? So this is not your first trip to Green Bay,
as a matter of fact. It's not my first trip.
Who else have you personally visited?
Met with Houston, Pittsburgh, Broncos, Detroit.
Have you personally visited with the Dallas Cowboys?
Yes, sir.
Oh! What was that about?
It was cool, man.
Baseball, the Brewers scoring 2 runs in the 9th, but it wasn't enough. They lost to the Giants 4-2 last night in San Francisco.
It's all part of getting started in a new year. We're all trying to find ourselves, find our own identity.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a few scattered off and on showers this afternoon. Our high right around 60. Tonight, some rain. Our low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with more rain. Quarter inch or more possible with a high tomorrow right around 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the Morning Show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight.
Your timing, good fellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like, security, and you're just like, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And Paul Hip, he said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Tom Pawlowitz joins me next in the guest co-host chair. We discuss Pope Francis's passing. What was this Pope's legacy? A progressive or something else?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Joined on this Thursday morning at 7:06, like it will be every Thursday, by meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Chad Holmes from 98.9 WXCO in Madison, Greg Bach at Radio Park. Nice to have you all along on this Thursday morning. Coming up yet this hour, we will be talking to Sarah Godlewski, the Wisconsin Secretary of State, who is going to be making a run for a leadership position in the Wisconsin Democratic Party, part of a whole generational change of leadership happening there with Ben Wickler stepping down. Then in our next hour, we have a guest who wants to talk about Robert Kennedy's offensive comments about autism and people with autism, and we'll also be getting an update from Joe Zepecki on his run for State Democratic Party chair. We had William Garcia on yesterday, one of the other candidates, and Devin Remicker, the other candidate for State Party chair, will be on at 8:30 tomorrow morning. Temperatures around the state right now at 7 o'clock, not much different than in our last hour. It is 48 here on Lake Wissota, still 29 in Hayward, 42 in Amory, 47 in Wausau where Chad is, 51 in Rapids, La Crosse 54, Green Bay 52, Madison 55, Milwaukee 58. Before we get to Chad and Wausau about things that are happening there, let's find out from Brittany first, not only the NFL draft weather for tonight in Green Bay, but what's up with Hayward being at 29?
I know.
Gotta get him out of the 20s.
Defend yourself.
Yeah. Come on, Hayward. Lift yourself up, you know?
Seriously. Well, you know what? 70s spread so far north yesterday. I was pretty happy to see them all the way up to the UP and stuff. So they got some warmth yesterday. Mm-hmm. But of course, they did fall a little cold tonight. We've got a huge spread of temperatures, not only this morning from the upper 20s to the upper 50s, but today up north is going to be into those 40s, and we're going to potentially see some low 80s down south today. So a big spread of temperatures across the state. We're also looking at a low pressure system trying to hurry up and get its way to the draft. Go figure. It's the worst timing possible. Mother Nature's first round pick is to bring some scattered showers and rain to the draft. Now, what we're looking at is as a system moves in, we are looking at some more scattered showers starting to spark up this afternoon. They could be anywhere in the state, but a lot of the heavy, steady rain rolls into the northwestern parts of the state pretty much this evening. It spreads into the northern half for the evening, and then overnight, it's going to start to fill into some of the southern areas and into the Fox Valley. So that rain is going to start into Green Bay and Titletown pretty much tomorrow morning through about noon is when it wants to wind down. And I'm looking at the heaviest rain kind of falling between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. And it's also going to be just a raw, blustery, kind of crummy, dreary day there. We're looking at rain, you know, going on in the morning. Windy conditions all throughout the day, gusts out of the north up to 30 miles per hour, keeping our high temperatures tomorrow to about 50 degrees. So you put wind chills on top of that. People out there towards Lambeau are going to be feeling more like the 40s. So it's going to be cold tomorrow in terms of what we've been used to yesterday, of course. Then we start to warm things up and clear things out by night. Tomorrow night, we'll start to see clearer skies. tons of sunshine on Saturday, high temperatures at about 60 degrees, and then Sunday, a little bit warmer into the mid-60s with that sunshine hanging on. But it's a wet system. We're looking at a good quarter of an inch wide spread of rain and maybe an inch all the way from Minneapolis to the UP.
And so ends any affiliation between Brittany Merlot and the Green Bay Convention and Visitors Bureau. Based on the weather tonight.
According to her shirt, she's a big fan of Een Bay. I don't know what that is.
Oh, never mind.
The hair.
Green
there
oh,
we go.
Sorry.
Green
okay.
Bay. Yep, she is ready for the conditions here. Chad, how about you? Do you pay much attention on NFL draft night?
Yes and no, but I know a couple of folks that are going over there. In fact, person I'm going to have coming up here in just a few minutes on my segment will be heading over there, going to get a little intel on that, and I got a good friend that's heading over as well. But I'll watch for the for the draft information. But I really was not somebody that has a great interest in heading on over there and standing in the rain and enjoying that. In fact, for many years I haven't. People have tried to say, "Hey, come on over! I got a ticket. We go to see the game." I'd rather stay home.
That's all right. I mean, look, there are only a couple hundred thousand people that want to do differently, and that's okay. Rob says, good morning from Tigerton. It's cloudy, 47 degrees. We got a tenth of an inch of rain. Many farmers were busy doing field work. The grass is greening out nicely. We're about a week or so away from mowing. While I was in the Wittenberg area looking at mowing jobs, there was definitely higher traffic along 29 heading toward Green Bay for the NFL draft festivities. And we were talking about Georgia having its own state song from Ray Charles in our last segment. And Rob says if Wisconsin had an official state song, it would have to be a polka, since Wisconsin has the official state dance with polka. Tony asks on YouTube, yeah, where is Wisconsin's classic song? Georgia has one, West Virginia. Those aren't even cool states. So, again, I guess we have to find... Well, that'll work. Yes. Wipeout. The polka version.
This is totally works. Harry Kosick and the Red River Boys playing Wipeout from Milwaukee. They're from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
It has to be Roll Out the Barrel. I mean, come on.
All right, yeah. Chad. You know what, Chad? Hey, yep. Chad, just roll with it, all right, would you?
Oh, roll with it. I like
thank
that.
You, Steve Winwood.
Yes, exactly. So Chad will continue to be covering some of the stories happening around Wausau, as will Brittany. And we mentioned yesterday that as part of the new show here, some of our stations will cut away a couple times an hour so that they can have some of their local news and stories as well. Chad, I have to think that one of the things you're continuing to talk about would be how Wausau Mayor Doug Diddy, who is being looked at by their local ethics board for moving that absentee ballot drop box, is now wanting to make new appointments to the ethics board, putting some Republican buddies on there, just as they're taking a look at him. And I don't think that's going to fly, right?
No, but it's still a power play. And I think one of the aspects that has to be looked at as well, not just the idea that he has put out these four names to move on to the board. And of course, to be honest with you, two of the names I am not familiar with. I have no idea whether they're left, right, or center. But two of them are well known for many years, I mean, decades in this community, Deb Hadley and Kevin Hermaning, and both very far right in terms of their political leanings. That doesn't mean, I mean, it's not on itself disqualifying. But at the same time, I think the timing of it with another meeting coming up next week in terms of the ethics committee and the process continuing. I've talked to folks around here, and there's a sense that the people that are actually signing their names to the complaint, because it starts with citizens who say, hey, this was not right. Mm-hmm. They're nervous about going forward, that they're, it's much like what we see nationally, that there are people that don't want to put their neck out on the line in order to have this mayor who is not afraid to throw a few elbows and show that he feels as though he's got the power within this community. It's I think beyond anything, it's a bit of a power play.
Do you remember when people were saying, oh, you know, Katie Rosenberg is too progressive. We need somebody that can appeal to everybody, can be more of a, you know, uniter and not a divider. And have we not just taken the divisiveness and ramped it up to a whole new level with the, you know, the partisanship that's been injected into this mayor's office at this point? I mean, it has brought so much attention to Wausau that it frankly doesn't deserve. And now you have these ethics board members whose terms are expiring, what, at the end of this month, right?
Yeah.
They get to stay on until the city council appoints their successors, whether it's the mayor's, you know, wishes or not. And you'd think Republicans would be good with that, since they were good with Fred Prenn staying on the State Natural Resources Board after his term expired, right?
I found it so ironic that when I started my program, when Civic Media started here in Wausau and I came on the air, one of the first big stories was Fred Prenn, Wausau dentist, gun shop owner at one time as well, refusing to leave. And that was the right thing to do then. Now it's not quite the right thing to do. But, you know, that and you're exactly right. I mean, you go back. I mean, it's hard to believe the term for Doug Dinney just began a year ago. It feels like it's been a lot longer than that.
But what a year it's been.
He talked about, you know, Mayor Rosenberg, stay in your lane. That was one of the things that he talked about, stay in your lane. He was just going to be coming to do the job, you know, instead of being out there talking about some of these other issues that they feel like you shouldn't be talking about, because, you know, that's not the way that the mayor should be running the office. And it's become this where they put their finger in everything. And again, it just comes across as he doesn't feel like there's any guardrails. His lane is as wide as it wants to be, it's very interesting to see how rhetoric at one point changes once you actually get behind the desk.
It's a do whatever you want. I've noticed an uptick in, again, continued public activity calling out their members of Congress for essentially just rolling over and letting Donald Trump do whatever he wants. There was a demonstration, I believe, in Wausau yesterday. I saw some photos on Facebook from people basically saying Tom Tiffany is missing in action. There's one tonight in South Milwaukee called Where's Brian Style? And so State Senator Chris Larson and Representative Chris Sinicki will be in South Milwaukee this evening at the City Hall starting at 5:30. Yes, Mr. Bach.
We actually had Sean Fetta Place from Main Street Alliance on yesterday, and they said the day, 2 days before, they had a rally where they invited Derek Van Orden up in the third. It was in La Crosse, and there was over 300 people there. Mark Pocan showed up, talked to the people. Bernie Sanders called into the event, and they were on with him. But Derek Van Orden nowhere to be found.
Really?
Yeah.
He
was too busy yelling at youngsters about the capriciousness of youth.
and yelling at me for eating too much. But you had Nancy Stensel, Marathon County Democratic Party chair, on recently too. And those folks are staying active, and I think they're finding more people who are looking at that story from yesterday, for example, that the FDA has had to lay off so many people they can't do safety inspections of milk. Safety inspections of milk, Chad.
And again, I mean, and I would encourage folks to check out my blog posting on Representative Tiffany from yesterday, because while yesterday those folks wanted to talk to him, they had their event here in Wausau at Tom Tiffany's Wausau office at the very same time during the day. Later in the day, Tom Tiffany did have time to go over to the Wausau Chamber of Commerce office, which is just down the road here, and answer questions from those who have the political and financial might within this community. Had time to answer their questions, but don't have time to answer the questions of average constituents. And there's another 7th District town hall with an empty chair coming up tonight here in Wausau, where they've invited Tom Tiffany to come and speak and answer questions. But again, he is unavailable.
There are three groups of people that a congressman can or a legislator can decide if they want to see or not. And Congressman Tiffany's chosen two out of three, the ones with connections and cash, if you can, you know, pay for a ticket to go to a county Republican Party dinner, and then constituents. It's connections, cash, and constituents, and we see where folks are falling down on that. In sports, the Brewers lost in San Francisco 4-2. They will wrap up that series this afternoon. 2:10 is when the pregame gets started on stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. Head over to the Civic Media website to learn more. Chad Brittany, thank you so much for the updates from Northern and Central Wisconsin. Appreciate that very much. When we still ahead in the program today is what he meant to say. We will be talking to Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, And in our 8 o'clock hour, we'll talk about Robert Kennedy Jr.'s insane comments on autism and get a visit from Joe Zepecki. From the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota, thanks for making this the place to spend part of your mornings.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
This message is sponsored by WISCaregiver.com. Now is the time to start a meaningful career as a caregiver. Make a real difference in people's lives. WISCaregiver.com gives you two great options for free. Train for the in-demand caregiver workforce as a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or become a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. All training is free. Plus, you can earn a $500 bonus. Learn more. Visit WISCaregiver.com.
April is Global Volunteer Month. Wisconsin's volunteers are transforming our communities every day through their acts of service. Wondering how you can give back? Find the perfect volunteer opportunities at volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or Volunteer Center. On volunteerwisconsin.org, you can filter opportunities by location, organization, cause, accessibility, and more to find your best fit. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Attention Badger fans, memories are made at Camp Randall, so bring your group and be part of the action this fall. Whether you're planning your team outing or just looking to get together with your crew, Badger football group experiences are your ticket to unforgettable moments and new traditions. Take advantage of discounts and exclusive game day experiences when you lock in your group tickets today. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome, everyone, to the Rapids Report. First time get to say that. We hope you all are happy to be doing. Thank you very much for joining us for this. We're doing things a little bit new and differently with this show, but we're still going to be bringing you the guests that you have come to know and listen to and the information that is so vital to our community. We're doing this with, of course, a lot of other great friends, and one of them is our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. They're in with us today. Encourage you to check out their videos and the great work that they are doing over there. Love the work with the mayor and the interviews and those. I've been really enjoying those. Check it out at WRC. Go and type into your search bar on YouTube, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and subscribe to their page. Keep up to all the great things that they are doing over there. When I bring up talking to local individuals and bringing great information, one of those wonderful resources we have is Lance Plimmel, Wood County Board Chairman. Lance not only knows what's going on in this area, but really up and down the state. And one of those, to that point, Lance, you were just at a statewide conference. I wanted to start there with you.
I was really, really happy that you said I'm one of the interesting people you talked to. You wouldn't get the same answer from my wife or the kids or anybody else, but that's really good to hear. Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. We had a couple of statewide presentations and conferences dealing with some large organizations. And it really comes down to, you know, what does government do and what are the different levels of government do and how do we make that more seamless? Because if you call somebody, whether it be an ambulance, police officer, when you call for, you know, help from human services, if it's a mental health issue, you don't necessarily know who you're calling, but you hope somebody shows up. And oftentimes, or most of the time, people don't know who is responsible for what. So, you know, part of what we're talking about right now is how do we provide more seamless services to people? How do we blend those services and make them more affordable? How do we cooperate with all levels of government? And this is a great segue because you led into this. You know, I have conversations with the mayor, you know, often. And the county in the city of Wisconsin Rapids work together often. You know, one of the big projects, we just finished a big jail project. And that project wouldn't have happened without the cooperation of the city. We vacated Avon Street. had to make some changes, and there's going to be some changes to parking as we move forward. The county has acquired much of the property across the street. The city has plans on some of those properties as well. We have a longtime burnt out foundry that's been sitting in the city forever. The city worked cooperatively with the county or vice versa, you know, to get that raised and get some development going there. So, you know, we constantly look at how do we do things better, more effectively, more efficiently. And then, you know, to be a little bit, I don't want to be crass, but, you know, people ask me all the time, you know, who's responsible for picking up my garbage? Mm-hmm. You know, I get calls like that. My garbage wasn't picked up this week. There's still two full cans out there. Well, the county doesn't do that. But I think it's important, it's imperative that as officials that we know who you can call. Mm-hmm. I think the most frustrating answer I ever get is, not my job.
Yeah.
So when somebody calls me, I like to be able to say, I can either answer that or I can get you to the person right away that can answer that. And if I get two or three people that ask me the same question, I'll usually call the department and say, give me the answer so I don't have to refer them out to you the next time.
So I have a question that I can't be – I don't think I'm the only one thinking. When it comes to running for any kind of public office, do you think that a person needs – should be able to – and I don't mean this literally, but should be able to take a test – to be able to answer like what the job that they are doing, because I feel like we're seeing more and more of this, Lance, where I certainly put it on individuals, every single American, to know their not only what it takes to be able to vote, but what it takes, the person that they're voting for, can they do that job? Are they actually qualified, and do they know what they're doing? Can they name the three branches of government? Can they do these things? Do you think that it should be a rule, like when you wanted to be a board chairman, that you needed to take a test to know exactly what a board chairman does? Or we just let people run for whatever they want to run for? And I don't have an answer for this. I'm asking. I'm genuinely asking the question to not just you, but our listeners out there.
Now, that's a really good question. And if you're watching this, you know, if you're seeing the video, I'm laughing here because not only do – and I'm going to get in trouble for this. Not only do I think you probably have to have some – should have some qualifications or some familiarity with what you're doing, I think you have to take that test before you can vote. Now, I'm going to get in trouble for saying that, but I'm amazed at what people don't understand or what they don't know and what they often blame local officials for, of which they have no control. And I can give you a really good example one time. I had a person who was running for county board, and once seated, they said, and we're going to get everything in this school district straightened out. And I said, well, you know what? You ran for the wrong office. We have zero control over county boards. Now, that doesn't mean we don't know them and we don't talk to them. And like during COVID, I mean, when there's a health issue, we're meeting with the superintendents who I'm taking direction from their boards. I mean, there are symbiotic relationships, but not only the person running, but the person voting. I'm amazed at some of the stuff I hear. And all you got to do is watch these man on the street interviews they do out there.
I was going to reference that. I was going to reference the old Leno bit and everything. Because I remember being a kid and watching that and thinking, well, this is it's funny at first. And then you're like, wait a minute. Like, this is actually a little sad, some of these things. And I understand how busy the life gets. I understand we only have so much bandwidth. As somebody who tries to follow every single sport, I get it. It's pretty tough. But that's life, man. That's like, the idea that so much of democracy is just handed to us and is God-given, is born-given to us here in this country. I think meeting things halfway is the least we can do. Hey, I'm an American citizen. I have democracy in my pocket. I get to vote. Okay, you got that. Now meet us halfway and learn about what you're voting for. Learn about the laws that you're voting on. Learn the people that are, do they know their stuff? And do you know your stuff? Because I don't know if I'm 100% with you on the voting part, but I'm leaning that way, man. I'm leaning that way more and more to where I want an informed voter. I want everybody to be able to vote, and I want an informed voter. And I don't think that's asking a lot. I don't think this is a bar we're setting where you got to do this, this, and this. No. Do you know the three branches of government? Do you know certain things? And that's for the person running for office as well as the person voting for it. I don't disagree with you on that.
Requirements probably strong, but you know, when you look at some of the stuff.
We know what you mean, though.
You were just listening to The Rapids Report, a show for the community by the community. To hear the full episode of The Rapids Report, visit our website, civicmedia.us/shows/rapids-report, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. If you own property on the Tri-Lakes, you can get free barley straw to help reduce algae bloom. The Tri-Lakes Management District includes Lake Arrowhead, Camelot, and Sherwood. Bags of barley straw are available for pickup outside the front of the Tri-Lakes building on Apache Avenue now through May or until the bags run out. The bags are to be secured under your piers, partially submerged in the water and allowed to decompose. It takes approximately 6 to 8 weeks for the decomposing straw to produce the natural chemical which inhibits algal growth. Mid to late April is the best time to use this method. Property owners can pick up 2 bags per pier. Bags should be removed after Labor Day, and you can use any remaining straw for fertilizer or ground cover if you wish. The Republican Party of Wisconsin introduced a new process for replacing local party officials last week. Joanne Krulatz reports.
The new rules were approved by the state Republican Party's executive committee in an attempt to cut down on what they call egregious behavior and infighting between state party leadership and local officials and organizers. The new code of conduct requires local, regional, and state party members to treat other party officials with respect, support candidates endorsed by the party, and prohibits harassment of other party members.
The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction said it has not received a response from the Department of Education after refusing to sign a request certifying that it is in compliance with the Trump administration's policies on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. The agency had previously announced it would not be signing the certification request, arguing that the request lacked clarity and threatened local control of the state's public school system. If the DPI does not comply with the policies, Wisconsin's public schools could lose crucial federal funding. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's lots of Star Wars news lately. Here is the latest. Andor makes its return for Season 2. The show returns almost 2 years after the finale of Season 1. Diego Luna plays Cassian Andor, just like he did in Rogue One. The show is crushing on Rotten Tomatoes at 98%. Season 2 will have 12 episodes. The first 3 episodes dropped Tuesday, April 22nd. Disney Plus will release 3 episodes every week on Tuesdays, totaling a 4-week run. Disney Plus says this will be the final season of the popular show. In more Season 2 news, Nathan Felder is back for Season 2 of The Rehearsal. The hilariously awkward creator of the show is also the leading man as he tries to help people get better at living their own lives by rehearsing them. Things usually go very wrong, and therein lies the hilarity. Season 2 will have 6 episodes, just like the first season. The HBO show drops every Sunday night following The Righteous Gemstones. Happy Weird Sunday Night on Max, everyone. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a few scattered off and on showers this afternoon. Our high right around 60. Tonight, some rain. Our low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with more rain. Quarter inch or more possible with a high tomorrow right around 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans.
Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, 2 separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch The Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulswitz joins me next in the guest co-host chair. We discuss Pope Francis's passing. What was this Pope's legacy? A progressive or something else?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
This late ad from Robin Tigerton could be because we played a polka version of Wipeout earlier, and he reminds us Wipeout was the theme song for the old Dan Devine show back in the early 1970s when he was the coach of the Green Bay Packers. I appreciate that little musical interlude there from you, Rob, and from Roger and Stevens Point on Facebook. From my Facebook memories, 5 years ago today, Harold Reed, the bass singer and comedian from the multi-award-winning group the Statler Brothers, passed away. I was fortunate to see them on stage when I was in high school. Thank you, Roger, for passing that along. And again, as always, you can share your notes with us. Just head over to Facebook or YouTube, put something in the comment section there. We may see it and put it up on screen, or you can text the show as well through the Civic Media app or through this phone number, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Did you know there is a new weekend edition of the newsletters we put out here at Up North News? Not just the Monday through Friday one that Christina Laurie puts together, but now one that you can get on Sunday mornings that comes from me. It is a weekend review of Wisconsin political stories. So head over to upnorthnewswi.com to learn more. I sense that one of these weekends stories about Wisconsin politics might involve our next guest, Sarah Godlewski, Wisconsin's Secretary of State, who joins us now. And we're going to talk a bit about the changes in the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, the state convention that's coming up, and you know what kind of role she wants to play in the next generation of leadership. Madam Secretary, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning, Pat. It is great to be with you today.
Yes. We've talked about the Secretary of State duties, obviously your role as state treasurer prior to that. We now know that Ben Wickler is stepping down as state Democratic Party chair. Yesterday, you made public an announcement of what you might like to do once Democrats gather in Wisconsin Dells coming up in just under 2 months to talk about where leadership goes from here. What is it that you hope to do in the next chapter of Democratic Party leadership?
Well, I announced yesterday that I plan to announced running for vice chair of the party here in Wisconsin. And the thing to note about this, Pat, is that I can stay as Secretary of State. Historically, the first vice chair has been an elected official. And it's not something that I thought that I would do, but the last month, I've been traveling the state between listening sessions for the governor's budget to empty town halls that we've been doing where congressional members haven't been showing up. And to me, it's really clear that we need to meet people where they are and listen and communicate our message better. And so I think in this role, this is something that as vice chair of the party, I can work with communities, work with our elected officials to help do that in this era of Trump, who is just destroying this country, and we've got to fight back.
The other thing to keep in mind about the vice chair role is that the chair of the party is, again, not some kind of a king or queen. There's an executive committee, essentially, that works with the party. The vice chair is part of it. I was part of it briefly as chair of the County Chairs Association, representing all of the county parties. And so can you tell folks a bit more about the collaborative process that's involved? Yes, we put a lot of stock in who is the state chair of the Democratic or Republican Party, but, you know, to borrow a phrase, it takes a village.
Well said. And that's what I think is so great about our party structure is that we have 72 counties, and collectively, Democrats can come and be members to go to convention that will be in June, and they then vote for the chair, the vice chair, the secretary, or the second vice chair, the secretary, and the treasurer. And so you have a say and a voice in this process. So I, you know, when I look at it, I just think there's a lot of opportunities where we can be working together. And I'm really, really excited to be doing more of that.
Yeah. And again, it's one of these things that's voted on by delegates who come from county parties, you know, across Wisconsin, and yes. other members of it who will be gathering at that point. And it is, as the candidates for chair have talked about, there's kind of this mixed bag here for Democrats right now. Obviously, folks are riding high after the election of Justice-elect Crawford to the state Supreme Court. But it's also a state that went narrowly for Donald Trump in two out of the past three elections and did not have any turnover in the congressional delegation. So clearly there's work to be done. We've shown in April, you know, what progressive messaging can do. Everybody is trying to have some kind of a prescription for the Democratic Party. In fact, next week, we're going to talk again to Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich, who put together an essay on where he thinks the Democratic Party needs to go from here. So I just wanted to give you a chance to riff a bit on that subject of, in light of both the Trump victory and the Crawford victory, where you think Wisconsin Democrats overall need to go, where the Democratic Party needs to go in this state.
Well, I think for starters, the Democratic Party has to be everywhere. We've got to show up in communities across our state and talk about, when we govern, what that looks like. Because right now, people are living in this constant fear of chaos. I mean, whether it's the farmer that I was talking to in Western Wisconsin, where he is constantly concerned about these tariffs. He just lost his funding for farm equipment that he was relying on, and he's not sure how he's going to make his mortgage. To veterans that I was talking to in Northeastern Wisconsin, who have seen thousands of veteran employees who support the services that they receive after serving this country. To, you know, Wisconsinites who are working hard every single day, and they're seeing a billionaire who is manipulating what democracy looks like in our country and in our state. And so I think when we show up and listen to folks, we have real opportunities to be providing our messages. I mean, look, like, I was talking to a group of school teachers recently who were sharing their concerns about how the Trump administration is cutting the Department of Education. Wisconsin has been founded on public education. It's something that we're incredibly proud of. And now we're going to be losing critical funding, like for Head Start and programs that are helping some of our most vulnerable. And we need to let them know why. I mean, this is because of Donald Trump or the Republicans in our state legislature, and we deserve better.
From the Facebook page from Ardith here, so glad to see Sarah Godlewski running for a position again. I think she's an organized candidate who can help put this state together again. Good luck, Sarah, writes Ardith. And now, thanks, you know, Ardith, from being a Chippewa Valley native, that one of the best games to play is bash the Madison Party. Because obviously the folks in the Chippewa Valley, folks up north, northeast Wisconsin, everybody wants to have a voice. William Garcia talked about it yesterday in his interview, making sure that the state party listens to everybody and isn't just trying to squeeze a few extra votes out of the Madison-Milwaukee area. And I think that's going to be a perpetual topic. There's always a way you can do a little bit more in greater Wisconsin. You've certainly seen that from the Chippewa Valley. So as a vice chair, what perspective would you bring to make sure that the folks in Madison always have a border-to-border view of the tasks ahead of them?
Well, I think part of that goes to, you know, I am a proud fifth-generation Western Wisconsinite, whether my parents are retired public school teachers, to the, you know, growing up there. I feel like that perspective matters. But it's also about, while I might be here in Madison today, I'm always constantly on the road, Pat. Like, I'm on the road all the time, whether it's in Cross Plains or in the Chippewa Valley or in the Fox Valley to being in Ashland and Superior, listening to folks and showing up, because I think for so long people think that, you know, what happens in Madison is just stays in Madison. And what we've got to do is make sure that we are the party of the entire state, because I will tell you, what affects people in the Chippewa Valley and in the Fox Valley are also affecting people in Dane County. And whether that is, for example, access to Medicare and Medicaid, to their public schools, to we know, like, childcare. I mean, that's affecting rural communities just as it's affecting urban communities. And parents need places for their kids to go. They want quality, affordable care. And so I think that there is a lot more that unites us than divides us. And what we need to be able to do is, I mean, the Trump administration is already dividing us, and we need to make sure that we are really emphasizing that time and time again, as we are seeing, you know, the chaos that is really hurting our communities.
Yes, and we'll have more to say about Medicaid expansion, not just overall, but extending care to postpartum care to women from 60 days to 12 months after delivery. Again, it passed overwhelmingly in the state Senate. Robin Voss is still going to hold it up in the assembly. Maybe there's a way around it. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit. Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski running for vice chair at the Democratic Party of Wisconsin at their state convention coming up in June. Sarah, always great to talk to you. Thank you so much for the update. Safe travels to you.
Thanks for having me, Pat.
All right. Have a great day. So about that Medicaid expansion, I learned something while doing a little reading around, because we keep talking about how it's Wisconsin and Arkansas are the only two states that have not yet accepted the federal funds that would extend postpartum coverage to new moms to 12 months. And some folks were saying, well, Arkansas is about to pass it. Well, it turns out the bill to do that passed overwhelmingly in the Arkansas House of Representatives, but it came up for a vote in a Senate committee about 2 weeks ago, and it was rejected in there. So Arkansas and Wisconsin are both actually in pretty much the same boat here, where one chamber of their legislature has approved it overwhelmingly, said this is a slam dunk. What are we even talking about here? And somebody or some people in the other chamber still taking the extremist view that new moms do not deserve stable and affordable health care coverage for that critical time, which goes well beyond 60 days after giving birth. So for the moment, it looks like Wisconsin and Arkansas will not have that postpartum expansion. But there is still time to reach out to your state assembly rep and or to Speaker Voss directly and to urge them to make this happen. But I was also very intrigued by something that I heard from at least one Democratic legislator yesterday, who said there's also going to be this push on Republicans, because so many Republicans are co-sponsors of this Medicaid postpartum expansion bill, is to say, forget about it in the bill, put it into the state budget. If it's in the state budget bill, Robin Voss can't stop it. Robin Voss can stop a single bill from coming up for a vote. He controls the calendar of when the state assembly will vote on things. But a state budget bill has to pass. And all the Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee are in favor of this postpartum extension for new moms. So if they would simply decide in the Joint Finance Committee to put it in the state budget bill, Robin Voss can't strip it out. Coming up in our next hour, we are going to have a discussion about autism. We've got a guest who took, shall we say, great offense at what Robert Kennedy Jr. had to say about people with autism. And we're also going to talk to Joe Zepecki, who is running for state party chair and who joins us on Thursdays to talk a bit more about some of the headlines in Wisconsin politics. We continue to talk about the news every morning here up north live on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Heavy rain and rising groundwater can turn your basement into a disaster zone overnight. A failing sump pump means water damage and expensive repairs. Don't wait. Tri-City Services installs and services high-quality sump pumps to keep your home dry. Don't risk thousands in water damage. Call Tri-City Services at 715-423-5840.
We're not comfortable.
Given the concerns about tariffs, inflation, and the economy, we may see some instability in the financial markets. As an investor, how can you cope? Your best strategy can be summed up in one word: diversification. It can't guarantee profits or prevent all losses, but it can help you manage risk and market fluctuations. Here's why. Different types of financial assets can move in different directions at any given time, so stocks may be up while bonds are down, or vice versa. If you own both of these types of assets, and others besides, your portfolio would likely fare better than if you only owned one type of asset, and that asset was affected by a market downturn. How you diversify your portfolio will depend on your own risk tolerance, time horizon, and financial goals. But however you do it, diversification should always be a driving force behind your investment strategy.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones financial advisor in Wisconsin Rapids. Contact him at 715-421-0958.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Oh, wait a second. That ain't right. Hold up. That's not what I wanted to do. I think this is what I wanted to do. I mean, we're at a different station here and everything. We gotta change this up a little bit and stuff. So let's... There we go. Yeah. Well, that feels better. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to WIRI's Playmakers. Hope you all are having a great afternoon out there. We're about to have some fun. For the next hour, we're going to talk sports with you. You can call in and join the conversation anytime you want. Hit us in the numbers, 715-424-2600. We'll have you join the conversation of Michael and I. Got Michael Comer here, our sports director here at WFHR and WIRI. Hey, man, good to have you with us.
It's good to be here, buddy.
Appreciate the time. I appreciate all of you being with us out there. And we are doing something a little bit different now. This is our first inaugural show here with our new team. Got a new jersey. We feel good about it. We want to have a good first game. And one of the ways we're going to do that is talking NFL draft, especially we're only a couple hours not only away from where the draft is taking place, but of course the NFL draft taking place 24 hours from now. Just about. So we're going to talk draft. Michael and I will get into that in a little bit. Also going to get into the Pacers and Bucks. Got a great story of the show lined up for everybody. Michael, want to start a little what we do here at WIRI. I cover high school sports better than anybody. We got a great one coming up tomorrow. Girls soccer, Marshfield at Lincoln. That is pretty cool. That is we don't get to put soccer on the radio as much as we'd like to, and this is a good one.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. It's kind of the first time I'm going to be doing soccer on air. But if you think about it and you look at the rules of soccer and you look at how it's played, it's essentially hockey on grass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no, it's I hear what you're saying. I would say, too, where hockey, it's so intense. Yes. And there's so much going on. Not to say the soccer doesn't have that, but right. Soccer, I would imagine, is some kind of combination of hockey and well, baseball, where there's a pace to it. Yep. Because of that, you almost have to pace yourself. So I would imagine it's part of what the bit of soccer I've listened to on TV or radio or whatever, and I'm not at all a soccer head, but the bit that I've listened to, especially like during the World Cup or something like that, the announcers almost sound like the players must feel, where they're pacing themselves. And Messi is, you know, he's not giving it every 5 seconds, you know, all the whole game. Every minute he's going up and down.
Right.
They're pacing themselves. They're saving their energy for certain things. And you know, as an announcer, when you hit that goal, you want to be able to really nail that goal. You really want to have that, you know, something great. Otherwise, I mean, it doesn't count if you just say goal. That don't count. You got to really nail it.
Yeah, or shot and a goal.
Yeah.
Marshfield.
Yeah.
Shot and a goal.
Yeah.
Rapids. Yeah, you can't.
It's not going to do it.
That reminds me of a story when I was a kid, and we had our dog, and you know, squeaky toys and whatever, and she just went bonkers for the squeaky toys, and we were messed around once, and they say, hey, poke you in the stomach and squeak, see if she gets all, and of course, me being the genius I am, poke me in the stomach and squeak, and of course, the dog didn't care, and even when we did it the right way, she didn't care either, but that's besides the point. You just got to have the excitement for it, and it's
exactly,
and I mean, like hockey, soccer, you're going to see back passes to open up defense. You're going to get some lob shots. Offsides is a big thing to keep an eye on. Just knowing, even though it's an international game and it's everyone else's metric, they still talk the 9-yard box, the goal box, the 18-yard box, and whatever. They still talk about yards out. So it's it's a little interesting to think of it that way.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, when you get Rapids and Marshfield, I don't care the sport, it's always a pretty good one. And I'm looking forward to getting that on the airwaves tomorrow.
We're excited about it. We're also excited about not only that, but bringing you more and more of these kind of games, whether it's soccer or tennis or, you know, hockey or football or anything else that we can cover. We're going to do our best to cover it.
Tennis would be a little hard for a play-by-play because you got usually all seven going on at the same time.
Right,
so that's a little difficult. But
does make it
but,
a little.
But, you know, volleyball in the fall, we've talked about that
there
a little bit already. Looking forward to that. Cross country's a little tough. No, just ran by. Ran by again.
Yeah, it might be a little bit tough.
A little tough, or a track for that matter. And not making fun of those sports in their own right,
because
they're fun. They've all got their unique things, and they're all a lot of fun to report on in their own right. But, you know, volleyball, football in the fall, get two in the fall. You got the three, the soccer. Well, you got soccer in the fall as well with the boys.
Yeah.
So you got three in the fall, you got three in the spring, and then everything in the winter, and add some wrestling in there. So, you know, that's one thing I wouldn't mind getting back on the airwaves here at, you know, WIRI and WFHR and everything with it. So that'll be something that I'm kind of looking forward to. And of course, just more sports content that you can call in and give your pointers, give your feelings, your opinions, and you know, whether it's the draft or the MLB or the attempted playoff appearance by the Bucks so far, NHL playoffs. I've been having fun watching that.
Oh,
I mean,
my
just,
God.
You know, that's just the more talking sports, the better.
Girls soccer for you tomorrow right here at 105.5 WIRI 650. Our pregame will kick off. Mike and Seth will be covering that one from the pitch over at Lincoln. Looking forward to that. That's going to be fun. And we're looking forward to talking about this on Friday's Playmakers because, again, this is our new home. This is where we are going to be going forward. And it's a perfect fit because, of course, we have all of our high school sports over here, River Kings home games. And it's still kind of spreads things out a little bit because you still got everything Badgers related over on WFHR along with the Rafters, and so we both stations are getting a bit of sports, and that's fun because it's not only profitable for everybody, including not just our stations but obviously our communities, but it's fun. We love sports, and we want to remind everybody, and I try to throw this PSA out there any chance I get. You got sports takes and feelings.
If you're a sports fan, you have them. There's only semi-rational sports fans. There's no rational sports fan necessarily. The most calm, collected sports fan, a perfect example, look at almost any pope in human history. Yep. And they are more calm, cool, and collected. But you bring up a soccer game to any one of those people, and they turn into hooligans. That is what sports does to our brains. And I love it. I think it's a great release. But we want to hear from you. Get those sports takes and feelings out. They can fester. They can, you know, go bad. There's an expiration date on those things, man. You know, get them out of, if you call up on Monday's show with NFL draft takes, it's not going to feel good. It's not going to mean anything. You got to get them out of your system now before the NFL draft, where I want to go next, Michael, with you and our listeners. And again, call up, join the conversation, 715-424-2600. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. I want to thank our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods for giving us this hour to hang out with you all out there.
Join James and all his guests on Playmakers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. on 105.5 WIRI.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Russia launched an hours-long barrage of drones and ballistic missiles at the Ukrainian capital overnight. At least 8 people were killed in the deadliest attack on Kyiv since last July. The BBC's John Donison reported as a nearby building was collapsing.
All the buildings here have had their windows blown out, the balconies ripped apart, and just to the other side, a whole apartment block has been completely flattened.
12 states are suing the Trump administration, claiming the president's tariffs are illegal. Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays.
The tariffs are illegal. And if allowed to stand, they will drastically increase prices.
A wildfire in southern New Jersey is expected to grow until rain falls in a few days. Forest fire warden Trevor Rayner.
Even with a big show of force to contain this fire, it still grew to be a large wildfire.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
James here.